free wheelchair mission transforms lives around the world by providing wheelchairs at no cost. There are over 100 million people living without a chair who need one. People with disabilities, injuries, who can't leave their rooms. You know, they're not mobile. To us, getting a wheelchair seems like something that you wouldn't have too much trouble doing. And thankfully, Free Wheelchair Mission has been operating for years. Is it over a decade now, Georgia?
Yes.
Yeah.
16.
16 years, over a decade. Yeah, you've been doing this. We are joined by Georgia Kluse, Development Officer, and also Kim Caldwell. She's the events manager. How many countries? I mean, you serve many, many countries, right, Georgia?
We do. We serve 93 countries at this point.
Mm-hmm. Have you traveled to some of the places where you've worked in the field, basically?
Yes, I have had the honor of doing that. Mm-hmm. Mexico, Costa Rica, Jamaica. There's plenty of others, but those are the ones that I've had the chance to go to, and it's eye-opening,
yeah,
for sure. The difference of what's around the corner from the hotel and
sure,
the poverty right there.
Right, and it's right there. But you are able to get people these chairs.
Yes, absolutely. So the design for our wheelchairs originated actually from two mountain bike tires, a mm-hmm, steel frame, and the white lawn chair that you probably see on everyone's front porch.
Mm-hmm.
And our founder, Don, actually thought, what is a really durable way of getting people up off the ground that's not going to cost me an arm and a leg to make, mm-hmm, and give for free? And so he went to Home Depot and he got that white chair and two mountain bike tires. And being an engineer, he slapped a frame together and put it all together, and it was exactly what we needed.
Yeah.
Exactly what we needed. So that's where it originated from. And now we have three different models that serve a different subset of mm-hmm, the people that we work with. But it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful idea. And we can do it for $80 a person. We can give them their mobility back.
Yeah. You've seen how it changes lives, right? When you,
yes,
have traveled. You know,
yeah.
Do you want to describe the experience a little bit?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. I've seen a lot of things, but I think the most profound is that a lot of the people that we meet, they've mm-hmm, actually been living in a back room or on the ground their entire lives. And depending, wow, on what country and the culture, they could be kids and they could be also grandmothers and grandfathers, mm-hmm, who are in their 80s and 90s. And so many of them haven't ever walked. They haven't ever been able to go anywhere on their own because they've been paralyzed since birth, or they've had something as a child or at some point in their lives that took their mobility away. And so when our team goes in and gets to give them this wheelchair, a lot of times they're unexpected because mm-hmm, they might not have a phone or a way of even knowing someone's coming to help. So when we get there and they realize it's a gift that we're giving to them and we get to put them in the chair for the first time, it's incredible because these wonderful things run through their mind, like, I'm going to be able to get up and go outside mm-hmm, for the first time,
right,
on my own. I don't have to wait for my caretaker, who is probably my daughter or my son mm-hmm, or my mom or dad, to come home from a long 10-hour day and help me, carry me from the room or the place where I'm laying outside just to be in the light.
Right.
And the realization of that for some of the recipients that I've had the chance to meet is just absolutely incredible and really puts things into perspective.
Mm-hmm. Then you understand why you're halfway around the world and why you're doing this.
Yes.
And it's so important to imagine, yeah, that someone could not have any mobility and then their lives could change. They're outside. They may even be able to get a job, participate in life and,
yes,
so many things. And you got something exciting happening. You're on a mission to deliver the 1 millionth wheelchair,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. We are.
Yes, almost there.
Yep.
Right.
16 years in the making. We're almost to the point where we're going to meet our 1 millionth recipient.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Where was the first one? Where was the first recipient? In India?
The first recipient was in India. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we're thinking that it's the millionth recipient's going to be in Peru.
Already got the place. Mm-hmm. And Kim, mm-hmm, there's a run coming up,
yes,
that people can participate in,
yes,
to help get to that 1 millionth goal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We are so excited to be a charity partner of the OC Marathon this year. It's happening on Saturday, May 6th and Sunday, May 7th. We have a 5K half marathon and a full marathon,
right,
that people can participate in and fundraise for us to help us get to that million.
So you've got different levels. So you don't have,
yeah,
to do the marathon, but if you're marathon ready, go for it. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. We take runners, walkers. Uh-huh. The 5K has actually been the most popular of all three of them. I want to say about 75% of our participation is participating in the 5K. In the 5K, you have an opportunity to raise $240, which lifts three lives off the ground. Mm-hmm. So we're so thankful for our runners, and we hope more join us too.
That's a great way to put it. Lifts lives off the ground. And so it's May 6th is when it starts, the OC Marathon, the half marathon, and then the 5K.
Yes.
And where is the OC Marathon at?
It's actually at the OC Fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. So it's in Costa Mesa, very close to our office, right in the center of Orange County. Going to be a really amazing day. People participate in the 5K, they get free Wahoo's tacos, fish tacos.
Woo-hoo. Ooh, yeah. That's incentive always. Yeah. Tacos at the end, of course, get me to the finish line.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. We also have these really amazing athletic run shirts that we give to all our participants. It's actually the same company that the OC Marathon uses for their athletic shirts.
Nice.
So they're great. They're great shirts. I love sporting my I Run for Those Who Can't.
Yeah.
Green jersey.
Right. I Run for Those Who Can't. Yeah. Does it say it on there?
It does. It's the front of the shirt.
Nice.
I Run for Those Who Can't. It makes a very profound statement.
It does. Right. You need help raising about 200,000?
Yes. That's our goal. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we're getting closer. Every little bit, every dollar, every step counts. And we're so appreciative of all of our runners, all of our fundraisers, and all those that are yet to come.
Yes.
And we need you.
Yes, we need you.
Can you join the team, Run for Mobility, or how do you register?
So you go to www.freewheelchairmission.org/run, and there's a huge register here button, and it takes you right to our CrowdRise platform where you can register right there.
It's easy.
Super easy to register. Super easy.
Can you form your own teams or get people from work to come with you?
Yes, exactly. And you actually get to participate in any of the races for free when you do fundraise.
Any of the races for free.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Just fundraise.
Exactly.
Just do some fundraising.
Yes. Rally some people, some funds.
Because one chair costs $80. So, you know, that $80 is one person's life changed. And so you can register now. This is going to help you get to the 1 millionth.
Yes. This is a huge, huge stepping stone for us with this event. Mm-hmm. This event is our last big push till our Miracle Mobility event, which is on July 13th. That's at the Segerstrom Center for the Performing Arts in Costa Mesa.
Okay, yeah.
So this is our last big push until we announce to the world that we're handing out our 1 millionth wheelchair.
And you're, how many away?
We are at 983,776 today.
Less we count every day.
Well, it's definitely something to be proud of and to count. Less than 20,000, then less than 20,000 that you need.
Yes, yes, most definitely.
And can anyone come to the mobility event at Segerstrom in July?
Yes,
absolutely.
Tickets can be purchased at our website, which is www.freewheelchairmission.org/MOM.
Yeah, and you can Google also, you know, because you have different social media sites also.
Exactly. Absolutely. And that's happening on Thursday, July 13th at 5 p.m.
What else can people do around the year to also help?
We have so many creative people in the office, but we would be foolish to think that we do this on our own. So many of the people who support us, so many of the people who love the idea behind Free Wheelchair Mission, they will call and they'll come up with these ideas, say, hey, I want to have a gathering in my house, or friends come over every Sunday night for dinner. Mm-hmm. I want to tell them about Free Wheelchair Mission. Can you supply me with some materials, or can one of you come and actually present Free Wheelchair Mission, you know, at my friend's dinner? And so we end up taking a lot of our supporters' ideas and helping them run with it. So if you're one of those creative people where you really have a great idea about how to explain Free Wheelchair Mission to your friends or your family, call us and ask for the support of one of our development team or our ambassador manager. And we can work out an idea with you and provide you with all the Free Wheelchair Mission materials. Probably the best thing that you could do for us is go to our Facebook page and take a look at some of our posts and some of our recipient stories. Like those, share them on your own timeline, pass them on to friends and family. We also have an Instagram as well. So if you're on Instagram, please find us. And if you want to become involved in events and whatnot, you can always go to our website and there's a little tab for events specifically, or you can actually call and ask for Kim.
Yeah.
Okay. She knows about all the events we have.
I would love to speak with you.
Mm-hmm. Just come and get educated on a part of what we do, all the way up to the Run for Mobility, which is coming up, what we're talking about today, the Summer Gala, which is our one big event, and it's always in July. We have a times two gift challenge in the fall, which is September, October. So if you're one of those people who likes to see your gift multiplied, call us and say, hey, what are the dates for your times two gift challenge? I want to put an event together, a gathering together around that time and get those gifts doubled. And then one thing we do that I think is really neat is we have year-round cards as well as holiday cards come December. And every single one of those cards represents a wheelchair. So if you call the office and you say, I am a business owner, or I'm an individual and I want to, you know, for Christmas, I want to give out to my friends and family a wheelchair, a gift of a wheelchair instead of a present. Or I want a gift to my staff, instead of buying them chocolates this year, I want to give them one of your cards. And what it is inside the card, it basically has a little gift card and it's got a code on it. And it says, you know, the person who's given you this card, they have lifted a life off the ground. They've donated a wheelchair in your name.
Wow, yeah.
And so you can take that card and go to our website, put in the code, and then you can follow that wheelchair when it gets delivered and get one of the recipient stories once it has been delivered. And that's a great way to get involved with us and to spread the word through gifts in essence.
That is a perfect way to get involved. And you covered so many great ways to get involved with Free Wheelchair Mission, and including the OC Marathon, Half Marathon, and 5K coming up. Run for Mobility.
I'm so excited. Yeah. It's our first charity partnership with the OC Marathon. So
very exciting.
Yeah.
So we'll see you there, right?
Please come visit us. We'll have a booth. We'll have a little station.
Yes. We will be in the Charity Village, which is right at the finish line.
Kim and Georgia will be there at the OC Marathon.
Yes, we will.
Free Wheelchair Mission.